the movie I'm going to be talking about today. It's a comedy, 2001, with Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley. Let me just give you a quick overview. And I got this, a portion of it off the book, jacket of the movie, because I couldn't resist it. It sounded so good. The devil's never been so hot and so hilarious. Brendan Fraser, who plays Elliot Richardson, is a hapless, love-starved computer technician who falls prey to the sinfully sumptuous Devil in Red, played by Elizabeth Hurley, when he agrees to sell his soul in exchange for 7 wishes. Ah, but the sly Princess of Darkness has a few tricks up her sleeve, and before you can say fire and brimstone, Fraser's life becomes an hysterical hell on earth. So what do you think it's about? Well, what happens is Elliot doesn't know his personal power. You see him at work, and he's just kind of the computer geek and trying to make friends. Doesn't seem to be able to, you know, to do it because everybody he connects with, he pushes away. And they're going, oh, geez, Elliot's on his way. We got to run. So the only one that he really cares about at work is the beautiful, the gorgeous, the magnificent Allison. And he has tried for 4 years to get her attention, and he just can't do it. Have you ever been in that situation where you've wanted something so badly and you just can't make it happen? My dog ate my couch, and I desperately needed a new couch. And I just kept going on and on. Well, do I get this couch? Do I not? Do I get it? Do I not? Is it going to be too expensive? What happens if the dog eats it again? And I went back and forth, and I finally found the perfect couch. It was on sale, perfect color, and it was cheap. And I found it at Big Lots when I went in to get something, a closeout. So it worked out really well for me, but it took me a long, long time, and I was quite frustrated to try to find something that was going to work and be reasonable, and if the dog ate it again, well, it wasn't going to be too big a deal. You know, I would see little pieces hanging out of his mouth when I'd get home, and I'd go, oh, geez, that's going to happen again. But anyway, so this is something that Elliot wants. He wants Allison, and he will do anything. He is just drooling at the mouth, just like my lab drooled at the mouth for the couch. And he just wants Allison so badly. He is so obsessed with her. He's so dazzled with her that he decides to make a deal with the devil. He sells his soul for the 7 wishes. And really, it's 7 tries to win Allison's love. So here's what happens. Totally unexpected to poor Elliot. The first wish, he was totally unconscious. He didn't know he was even making a wish. And he asked the devil for a Big Mac and cheese. She said, okay. And then after he had the Big Mac and cheese, which he had to pay for himself, she says, well, that's your first wish. He went, wait a second, hold on. That didn't count, did it? Oh, yes, it counts. The second one, he wishes, okay, he's gotten a little smarter. He's not unconscious anymore. He's a little more conscious about the rules. So he's for the next one, he says, ah, well, I want to be married to Allison. I want to be rich and powerful. And the devil snaps her fingers, and all of a sudden, he's speaking Spanish. And he sees beautiful Allison next to him. And he says, ah, mi amor, I love you, love you, love you. And she goes, ah, I may be married to you, but I can't stand you. Get away from me. Turns out he's a Colombian drug lord, and he's about to have a coup. And Allison is running in the other direction while he's facing all these guns. The third one is he wants to be emotionally sensitive to appeal to Allison's feminine side. So you see the two of them together after the devil has said yes and clicked her fingers, and he is just so sensitive. He looks at the sunset and starts crying. He looks at the food and he starts crying. And he's just crying and crying. And he says, I don't mind being a crying fool because I'm a crying fool for you. And Allison goes, that's a little too much for me. And she ends up going away with a bully who comes up and kicks dirt in Elliot's face. So that didn't work either. Now, the fourth wish says, well, hey, I want to be a cool athlete. I like basketball. I want to be hot stuff. So she makes him an athlete, 7'7". And he's just sinking those basketballs, and he just thinks he's so great, and everybody's going crazy in the stands. And then you see him being interviewed, and the sweat's pouring off him, and he's just kind of icky, and he's going,
I can sink them, I can sink them.
So we find out that Allison's not crazy. She likes the athlete part, but she doesn't like the dumb part because he was really pretty bad. And then, so Elliot has now decided, okay, well, I've learned from all my previous wishes. I'm going to get it right this time. So he sets up the devil, and he says, okay, I want to be smart, and I want to be gorgeous, and I want to be intelligent, and I want to be well endowed, and I want all these wonderful, wonderful things, and I want to be stylish, and I want people to love me. Well, so she snaps her fingers, and you see Brendan Fraser, Elliot, walking through the doors, and he is beautifully dressed, and his hair is coiffed, and he walks through, and he's talking to everybody, and everyone is just melting at his feet, and he goes, you know, and you can see in the back of his mind, hey, I got this one, I got this one. Well, come to find out, he ends up being gay, and he doesn't know it. His boyfriend's next to him, and he says, but you're gay. And he says, well, I'm not gay. And he says, oh, yeah, I bet you can tell me all the words to Sound of Music. And you see him thinking, goes, oh, I am gay. So at this point, he says, that's it. I only have one more wish left. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He has the sixth wish. So now he's starting to shift. And he goes, all right, well, I've tried all those things to be beautiful, to be athletic, to be, you know, to be gorgeous, to be smart. I want to do something for the world. So he asks the devil to give him an opportunity to really do something special for the world. And she goes, okay. And then you see him in a couple of hundred years past. Allison is on his arm, and it turns out that he's Lincoln. And he is going to a play. And he goes, uh-oh. And lo and behold, he sits down in the chairs, and just before the gun comes out, he snaps his fingers and asks for the devil to give him his last wish. And the devil says, well, come on, time's clicking. I want your soul. Come on, seven wishes. I want your soul. And he goes, well, wait a second. This is my last wish. I got to think on this. You're not going to push me. So what does she do? She puts him in jail. So he can't do anything about it. He must sit in jail. It's his dark night of the soul. So while he's sitting in jail, a cellmate pops up from the bunk next to him and gives him some really sweet advice. The cellmate counsels him not to be confused. He'll make mistakes, but he'll learn to see clearly from all these trials. He tells him to open his heart and mind, and he'll get what he truly wants. Up until now, he's wanted Allison. He doesn't know her, but she's beautiful. And he wants to get to know her, and he just thinks she is so fabulous that he is going to give her his last wish. And so what does he ask the devil to do? To make Allison's life happy. So the result? Allison's life is happy, but all of the wishes that he wished for her, she went on her way. She finds someone else. And it was just not to be for Elliot to connect with her. However, You see him smiling. You see him walking into work. He has a new power about him, a new style about him. The people who made fun of him, he just pushes them away and goes, no, I have my space now. I have my self-esteem. I have my truth. I have my personal power. And they all see it, and they all appreciate it, and they all know that he has connected with himself in a way that he never had before. And since his last request was a selfless one, the devil can't get his soul, because that's in the little fine print, the red text on the bottom. And so since he got redeemed and received his soul back, he also got all these other wonderful gifts as well. So in the end, you see Elliot going back to his life and finding that new personal power. And he goes back to home, and he finds that there's a new gal in town. And she's moving into the apartment next to his. And he looks at her, and he says, do you have a sister named Nicole? Do you have a sister named Allison? And she says, no, I'm Nicole. I don't know anyone named Allison. But she looks identical to Allison. And they start doing geeky things together. They start playing CDs together, and they start taking walks together, and they start using the computer together, and all of a sudden you see them holding hand, and they're walking away in joy. And as they're walking away in joy, you see the devil, and the devil's horns turn into a halo. So there are three morals to this movie that I have found. One is, you cannot sell your soul. It's your blessing from God and yours forever to enjoy. The second is, you cannot be anyone but yourself. Learn to love yourself and accept yourself with all those unique differences. Those are what make you special. Then the right people are drawn to you. And the third is, stand in your personal truth and find that what you seem to find as a devilishly horrible experience can lead to your date with an angel. So for a finishing activity, I'm going to ask you, how do you resolve good and evil within yourself? Well, Ernest Holmes has provided a technique on page 295 of his textbook that he referenced from the ancients. And this is an opportunity for me to share that with you and kind of put a little spin on it myself. Okay, so here we go. For those who want to join me, that's fine. If those who just want to watch me, that's okay too. All right, so here we go. So we put our right hand on our right shoulder, and we look at, I'm on our left shoulder, and we look at that shoulder, and we smile. And we smile to the angel on our shoulder. And we say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. Then we take our other hand and put it on the other shoulder, and we look at the devil on that shoulder. And we say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. And then you give yourself a hug, feeling all that energy inside of you, all the melding of the angels and the devil inside of you. And you look within. And you say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. Give yourself a hug. And if you do this daily, you will truly be dazzling. And so it is.
Okay, so there's a one of the greatest American songwriters,